6:21. Let's talk some more about this. By the way, here's a quick clip. Here's Jeff Sessions today talking about sanctuary cities.
The American people, they know that when cities and states refuse to help enforce immigration laws, our nation is less safe. Failure to deport aliens who are convicted of criminal offenses puts whole communities at risk, especially immigrant communities in the very sanctuary jurisdictions that seek to protect the perpetrators.
Let's get some perspective, additional perspective. Joe Castleberry with us, president of Northwest University, author of the book, The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Studied this issue for many years now. Joe, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, it's great to be back on the program with you.
Hey, do you agree with Jeff Sessions we are less safe with these sanctuary cities in place?
Yeah, I do agree with that, but I don't agree with the medicine he's given out here.
Okay, well, why is that then?
Well, first of all, let's say that sanctuary cities are a breakdown of the rule of law. This is extremely dangerous. America cannot be the country that we have known and loved all these centuries if the rule of law is not in place. And so we've got a serious national emergency here. When state governments and city governments are refusing to abide by federal law and refusing to cooperate with the federal government, that's a situation that threatens ingovernability. And we can't go there as a country.
So, but what you're saying,
we've got a serious problem.
You don't agree with his proposal to cut funding initially then?
Well, here's the problem. The rule of law is rare. In human history, there's been very few places and times where you had the rule of law. But the rule of law flows out of a consensual view of justice. If people don't believe that the law is fair or wise or just, they won't obey it. Okay. And you've got whole cities and states that the majority of the people don't believe that our immigration laws are fair or wise or just, and they're refusing to obey them. So what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. We've got to create a new national consensus about what is right and fair and good.
You're saying our law on illegal immigration is incorrect right now or inappropriate?
It's been broken for 30 years, and we have refused to fix it.
Well, what's the misunderstanding? Because as far as we know, you know, you either come here legally or illegally. What is it we need to adjust then?
Well, if you see everything as black and white, you can reduce it to legally or illegal. But the reality is that we as a society have been complicit in the phenomenon of illegal immigration for more than 30 years. Employers are happy to employ those immigrants who come. We have refused to create guest worker programs to provide the immigrant labor that we needed for agriculture and for service industries and other things. And we've been tolerating this situation. We have E-Verify. We could have enforced it a long time ago, but we've not done it. We've got 12 million fake Social Security accounts where people are paying money into the Social Security system that will never come back out. That's good for our fiscal situation, but it's terrible for the rule of law. And we've not fixed it.
Well, so
we've been tolerating this.
We're complicit. What do you think is going to occur now, though? Because obviously President Trump wants to instill the rule of law, and this is the first step. Well, how are these cities going to react?
I don't think people want to live in a country where the rule of law is enforced by the federal government over states and municipalities. I think even Paul Ryan believes in the principle of subsidiarity, in which local government is better than national government if we can get it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to sit down and reason together. We can't just beat each other. We can't just threaten each other. You know, if we say to California, the whole state, well, we're not going to give you the money from the federal government, then what's their next step? Their next step is say we're not going to send you our taxes, and then the next step is secession. Do we really want to break the country apart?
Do you think it'll go that far, though?
It could. I mean, why would you want to risk it? I mean, there's a lot of talk about secession in California. I mean, are we going to fight another civil war about this? It's crazy. Let's sit down and reason together, come to a consensus about what is right and good. Everybody's going to compromise something. That's the way legislation is supposed to work.
Joe Castleberry with us. The book is The New Pilgrims. He's also the president of Northwest University. Where is Northwest University?
It's in the Seattle area in the city of Kirkland, just 10 miles from the fish market.
Is Seattle a sanctuary city?
It is a sanctuary city. And the state of Washington has declared that it won't cooperate with the federal government either. This is very dangerous.
So when ICE says, look, we have this illegal immigrant that's committed a felony. We want you to hold that person. We want to get him out of the country. What's unreasonable about that?
There's nothing unreasonable about that. It's perfectly reasonable to expect a local and state governments to hand over felons.
But aren't they? Are they not doing that? I mean, they're defying the feds, are they not?
And they are defying the feds. That's a bad thing. Why do you think they're doing it?
Well, why? I can't figure it out. Please tell me.
Well, the reason is that we're seeing families separated. We're seeing people cruelly deported who don't represent a threat to the country. Mm-hmm. We're seeing valued employees swept up off the street and deported. All of this creates a sense of unfairness, a sense of unwisdom.
Okay.
And they've come to the point where they just say, we're not going to cooperate with you anymore. Mm. And that is very dangerous.
Okay. So you're saying, okay, but it seems like there's a point where they need to reconsider that. I mean, it seems like when it comes to people that have committed crimes, they should cooperate.
All right. Given that we've got a national emergency around immigration, why aren't we even talking about it in Congress? There's no bill. There's no discussion. There is no effort at all to fix the problem. Only two sides yelling at each other.
Tell me this.
Is that the America we want to live in?
Joe Castleberry here on WILS. You've studied this for so many years now. What is the fix in your view? How do we fix this?
5 points. We've got to have secure borders, and we're willing to negotiate those. That can be done. Second point, there's not going to be an amnesty. People who've come here illegally are going to have to pay fines and go to the back of the line for permanent residency, but they shouldn't be deported just because they came into the country during a system that we were tolerating and not really enforcing.
Mm-hmm.
The third issue is there are going to be deportations of the bad people. The people who've committed violent felonies and who are a danger to our society, they should be deported. As a matter of fact, immigrant communities don't even want them. Gang members and all that stuff, we can come to a decision to deport the bad people. But with that, we need a guest worker program that is market-based, that is based on the amount of jobs that we need in the country, that's easy to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be in the hands of employers.
Now what is the resistance in D.C. to that particular guest worker program? Why don't we see that at least?
The problem is that both political parties think that immigration is a winning issue for them. The Republicans know that they can stir their base up by not solving the problem and continue to use it. And the Democrats knew that they could stir their base up by not solving it. So that's why Obama's administration didn't solve it.
Hmm.
So now the election's over. Let's quit playing political football. Let's get serious about solving a serious national emergency.
Okay, now you say the states may fight back, but really when you go up against the federal government, does anyone ever win? And don't you think ultimately this policy will stand and these sanctuary cities will have to change course?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Are we willing to find out? How much damage are we willing to do to the country in order to find out? Isn't it better just to sit down and reason together and come to a new consensus?
Is that how we usually do things, you think, reasonably?
Well, that's the way we used to do things. It used to be that you could actually pass legislation through the Congress. People would sit down and make compromises. But we've lost the fine art of politics. And the fine art of politics is what created this wonderful country that we love. Let's get back to our roots. Let's go back to cooperating together and reasoning and finding common ground and solving problems. We're Americans, for goodness sake.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Joe. Joe Castleberry, the book is The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values, and he is the president of Northwest University. Joe Castleberry, right here on WILS. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
When we come back, the American Health Care Act didn't happen, but what does that mean? Will Obamacare implode on itself? We'll find out next here on WILS.